This is Terry Mandel, DR Dick Cheney, attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Chifundo Canchawir, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is C-H-I-F-U-N-D-O. First name C-H-I-F-U-N-D-O. Last name K-A-N-C-H-E-W-E-R-E. That's K-A-N-C-H-E-W-E-R-E. On May 19th, 2026, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 44-year-old male, height 6'1" tall, weight 192 pounds, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. There was questionable loss of consciousness, period. He was involved in an automobile accident on May 14th, 2024, period. He was rear-ended while stopped at a traffic circle, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled, not drivable, period. Airbags were deployed, period. The patient was in a 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee, period. He was hit by a Chevy SUV, period. The patient was jerked and he had immediate pain in his neck and low back, period. Despite adequate treatment, he is still experiencing pain in his neck and low back. Period. Oh, when I said he had immediate pain, I'd like to correct that. He had immediate pain in his neck, low back, comma, and bilateral shoulders, period. Okay, new paragraph. In reference to the neck, he was treated with physical therapy and chiropractic care, period. His neck pain lasts a few hours and varies to constant, period. It is a piercing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the right shoulder, period. New paragraph. His low back pain was treated with chiropractic care, physical therapy, and medicine, period. The pain lasts approximately 7 hours per day, period. It is a crushing, piercing-type pain, period. The pain intensity varies from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down his left leg to his knee, period. He experienced pins and needles with numbness as well, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was after the injury. He was seen by a chiropractor and later seen by another chiropractor for several sessions. He was later seen by Dr. Lindburg, L-Y-M-B-U-R-G, of Inspire Movement Solutions, period. He was given more treatment, period. He was also seen at Goodman Campbell Brain and Spine and was offered cortisone injections, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, lifting over 100 pounds, comma, standing over 7 hours, comma, sitting over 10 hours, comma, sports such as running, comma, problems with sleep, comma, and problems marching, period. New paragraph. Medication denies other than over-the-counter medicine for this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, braces, comma, and exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is high cholesterol. New Paragraph, past surgical history, is age 7, a fracture of his leg. New Paragraph, past traumatic medical history, reveals the patient injured his neck in a whiplash automobile accident 5 years ago, period. For this, he had physical therapy for 2 months without permanency, period. He has been pain-free for the last 4.5 years since this injury, period. His low back was injured in the same automobile accident 5 years ago, period. He was told it was a strain and essentially untreated, other than some cortisone injections were offered, period. He did have pain down his left leg at that time, and it resolved totally in 2 to 3 months, period. The patient has never had prior left leg pain before the other automobile accident 5 years ago, period. The patient has not been involved in any other automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. The patient has not had military injuries, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that of a part-time military combat engineer, period. He works full-time at Duke Energy as an engineer, period. No work was missed, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Indiana officer's crash report dated May 14th, 2024. Vehicle 3 was a gray Jeep Grand Cherokee. Driver 3 stated he was stopped in traffic on 116th. Street and Keystone Parkway roundabout, period. He said he was hit from behind by vehicle 1, period. His airbags deployed, period. End of report. Physical therapy initial evaluation, July 1st, 2024. Objective findings, patient presented with moderate neck pain, period. Patient demonstrated increased tenderness at the facet joints of the midline and lower cervical spine, period. Spasm graded moderate, weakness of the neck. They documented diminished range of motion in the neck. Diagnosis was neck pain, neck muscle spasm, and weakness of the neck and shoulder muscles, period. End of report. Goodman Campbell, brain and spine, May 8th, 2025. Concerning his neck and back pain, period, he had an MRI about 3 or 4 years ago for his low back after an accident and was found to have bulging disc, period. He was involved in a motor vehicle accident last year around March where he was rear-ended by a car going 60 miles per hour, period. He is currently describes pain in his neck, period. He will get some numbness and tingling, period. Assessment was cervical radiculitis and left lumbar radiculitis, period. End of report. Goodman Campbell, brain and spine, May 8th, 2025 exam. Two, three views of the lumbosacral spine show lumbar spondylosis with minimal disc space narrowing, L2-L3, period. End of report. Goodman Campbell, May 28th, 2025, returns today following an MRI of the cervical and lumbar spine due to his neck pain radiating into his right shoulder and back pain radiating throughout his left lower extremity, period. Assessment 1, cervical radiculitis. 2, left lumbar radiculopathy. States his MRI of the cervical spine is normal. MRI of the lumbar spine show degenerative disc disease. There is no spinal cord or significant nerve root compression, period. Surgery is not an option, period. I have offered a L4-5 epidural steroid injection, period. End of report. Note June 11th, 2025 by Dr. Limburner, D.C. Limburner is L-Y-M-B-U-R-N-E-R. states patient reports low back and neck pain, period. MRI shows herniated disc and bulging in the neck and low back, L4 and possibly L3, period. Objective range of motion, limited forward flexion, limited extension, positive sciatic nerve tension test, assessment, suspected disc bulge at L4-5 level, consistent with MRI findings, limited mobility in low back, period, end of report. Dr. Limburner, DC note, September 3rd, 2025, severe lumbar disc compression at L4-5 with chronic end plane irregularities, anterior vertebral wedging, T12-L2 and associated neurologic symptoms, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing the above IME, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of May 14th, 2024, was all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal gait due to this injury, period. Examination of the skin revealed minor unrelated scars of the left foot and hands, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination revealed normal thyroid examination, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 6 degrees, comma, extension 8 degrees, comma, side bending 24 degrees on the left, comma, 8 degrees on the right, comma, rotation 16 degrees on the left and 10 degrees on the right, period. There was loss of normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was diminished strength, period. There was palpable tenderness, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Thoracic examination, unremarkable, period. Abdominal examination, normal with normal bowel sounds, period. Lumbar examination had diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 10 degrees, period. There was diminished strength, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve. There was heat and tenderness on palpation, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 68 degrees left, 86 degrees right, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished left Achilles reflex at 1/4, period. There was diminished strength in the left great toe, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. diagnostic, new paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel. Our number one, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number two, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, and reactivation of disc bulge, period. Number three, bilateral shoulder trauma, pain, and strain resolve, period. The above three diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of May 14th, 2024, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient has a permanent impairment as it relates to the cervical and lumbar region, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in both areas for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in these areas as he age, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was advised by his doctor that he may need surgery in his low back at a later date, period. Over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics will cost $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some injections in the back will be $2,800, period. A back brace will cost $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Oral informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.